No, we didn't reuse it for shoestring, but we tied together and used it to fly kites.
Oh, okay. If you have to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say, I had to sell it...
At a loss.
Okay. Had to sell it what?
At a loss.
Okay. If you haven't got any money, you go to a friend and try to...
Borrow.
Okay. If the friend wants to try to refuse the loan and be polite, he might say, money is...
Scarce. Or short.
Okay, what might he say after scarce?
Nowadays.
Yeah?
Money's scarce nowadays.
Would he say, money is scarce anymore? Have you ever heard that?
No, not money's scarce anymore, just money's scarce nowadays.
All right. If you dive in the water and hit it flat on your stomach, what's that called?
The belly bust.
There you go. Any other names for that?
Flop. Just a flop, plain old flop.
Flop? Would you ever call it a belly flop?
A belly bust.
Okay.
That's what I always called it when I was a kid.
If a boy... If a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks his feet up and goes around, what's that called?
A dance? He puts a hat on the floor.
No, his head.
Huh? His head on the floor.
If he's in, like he puts down a long mat in gymnastics.
All right, now what now?
Okay. All right, say this is in gymnastics or something.
Yeah.
And he's got his head down on the mat and it rolls over. What's that
called? Somersault?
Yeah. You ever heard it called a tumble set?
Tumbling? Or you just either tumbling or somersault?
Okay. All right, you might say the boy wanted to get across the river, so he dived in and...
Swam.
Okay. What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Okay. You saw something up in the top of a tree. You wanted to get a closer look at it, so you went over to the tree and...
Climb.
All right. If you want to hide behind something low, you have to get behind it and...
Squat.
All right, have you ever heard somebody say, hunker down?
No, never.
Get a hunker down behind you. Have you heard that?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
Have you ever heard scrooch down?
Scrooch down or squat down is the best I've heard.
Okay.
Squat down.
How about scrunch down?
No, I haven't heard that.
All right. In church, you might say a person went up to the altar and...
Knelt.
Okay. If you're talking about something you saw in your sleep, you would say, last night, this is what I...
Seen?
Well, if you were asleep, you would have...
Dreamt.
Okay. You might say, I dreamed, or I dreamt I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
Woke up.
Okay. If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like that, that's called...
Stomp.
Okay. If your car was stuck in the mud or snow, you'd ask somebody to get his car behind you and help you...
Push it out.
All right. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and...
Pull.
Okay. All right, here we go. If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long way, you'd say you did what?
I carried
Yeah, another
suitcase.
Word for carry.
I carried a suitcase.
Okay, another word for carry.
Haul.
All right, would you say tote?
No, I wouldn't say, not myself, I would.
But you've heard it.
Oh yeah, I've heard tote.
All right, well, what would you use to let the person know that it was heavy? Is there a particular word you'd use other than carry? Because you can carry a pack of cigarettes. But what's a word that means that you want, you know, you picked it up, took it a few feet, had to put it down, and rest, and then pick it up, and carry it some more?
It's just too heavy.
How about lugged? Would you ever say I lugged it?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't even remember using those kind of words.
Okay. If a child is in the kitchen, you might tell him that stove is very hot, so...
Don't touch it.
Did you ever say, don't you touch it?
Yeah, you could say, don't you touch it, but I generally say, don't touch that.
Okay. The thing standing at the end of a football field is the...
Goal post.
All right.